Scripture reading this morning is out of John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. This is an amazing scripture to me, especially about part of it. Of course, there's more to it than just Thomas. The doubting Thomas, as he come to be named. Now, whether that was appropriate to naming that or not. But Thomas doesn't mention too much in the Bible. But there is a book of Thomas that didn't make it into the canon of Scripture. Sometimes it's in the Apocrypha, but you can look it up. And I guess they felt as though that they put together the canon of Scripture, that they didn't put some of the ones in there for whatever reason. Not sure. But Thomas is a very important part of the gospel. Hear God's word. Jesus, on that evening of the first day of the week, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And as he spoke, he held out his hands to them to see, and he showed them his side. And they were filled with joy when they saw their Lord. And he spoke to them again and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. And if you refuse to forgive them, then they are unforgiven." And then up in verse 24, one of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands and put my finger into them and place my hand in the wound in his side." Well, 8 days later, the disciples were together again. And this time, Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. And he said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into the wound of my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord, my God," Thomas exclaimed. And then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those," that's us, "who believe that hasn't seen me, and they believe anyway." May God add his blessings to reading and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Commentary on this